This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We continue in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Dalid, and we're in the middle of Sif Aleph. Yesterday, we learned the seminal Machlokes, the Rosh and the Rajba, for the reason for Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Again, we mentioned this should not be confused with Negel Vasar, with washing your hands to remove Ruach Ra. That's a different reason. That's a Kabbalistic reason that you don't want to leave the Ruach Ra on your hands. You don't want to touch your eyes, your nose, your ears with Ruach Ra, but that's not what we're talking about now. We're talking about the Takanas Chachamim of washing your hands for Tefillah, and this Machlokes, the Rosh and the Rajba. What the reason for that is, the Rosh says your hands are busy during the night. You most likely touch yourself in a dirty spot. And that's why we said if somebody sleeps in gloves, the Rosh's reason doesn't apply. If somebody's up all night, the Rosh's reason does not apply. Then we have the reasoning of the Rajba. The Rajba says that every morning a person's a new creation. The whole world is a new creation. And therefore, we inaugurate our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a Kohen washes his hands from the Kiyar. We'll see later in the Bir Halacha that according to the Rajba, even if one was up all night, nevertheless, Loi Plug, everybody else is a new creation, and secondly, the whole world is a new creation, and therefore you would have to wash your hands. Now, the Rama mentions, we're going to read the Rama again, V'yesh Omrim Gam Asher Yotzar. Some say you also have to make an Asher Yotzar in the morning, V'afil Lo Yasa Tzrachav, even if you did not go to the bathroom, V'chei Noagu, that is the Minog. That if a person, for whatever reason, they wake up in the morning, they have no need at all to go to the bathroom, they still make an Asher Yotzar. Says the Rama, Gam Asher Yotzar, says Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, Hatam. What's the reason for Asher Yotzar? Same reason. Mishnah Deba Boiker Nasa Kibari Chadosh. In the morning, we become like a new being. Utsricham Anu Lahoidosla. We have to thank Hashem. Viniskan Birchas Elekai Neshama, Va Asher Yotzar Al Yitzir's Haguf. Elekai Neshama was Niskan for the soul. Asher Yotzar was enacted for the creation of the body. V'yesh oy tamim acherim ayim acherim. There are other reasons to make the Asher Yotzar. Now, because of a prima God. So again, a person wakes up in the morning and they do not need to go to the bathroom. They still make an Asher Yotzar according to the Rama. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring a dissenting view. Again, it's pretty much academic because who wakes up in the morning and they don't have to go to the bathroom? But that's the psak of the Rama. Now, so comes the Prima Gadim. The Lefia Tam de Beria Chadasha, according to the reasoning of Beria Chadasha. Im Hayaneir Kalach, say a person was up the whole night. The Ozlay Nasa Beria Chadasha Baker. So you're not becoming a new creation in the morning. Ein Yachal of Arach Asher Yatzar, Im Loyasa Tzrachav. You do not make the Asher Yatzar if you don't go to the bathroom. Again, that might be academic because you're up the whole night, you're going to have to go to the bathroom. But according to the reason of Beria Chadasha, you would not make an Asher Yatzar if you're up all night. Now, I was always bothered by the following question. We just said, and the Mishnah Berurah says later on, in Sivkaton Chavches, the name of the Beis Yosef and the Taz, that according to the Rajba, that the reason for Netilas Yadayim is because in the morning you're a new creation, even if you were up all night, you would still wash your hands and make an Al Netilas Yadayim, because Loi Plug, even though you're not a new creation, the whole everyone else is. So why don't we say the same thing for Asher Yotzar? That even though you were up all night, but everyone else is a new creation, so you should have to make the Asher Yatzar. Or the Bir Halacha brings a Svara and Sif Yud Gimel that the whole world is a Bar Yechadasha. So why don't we apply that to Asher Yatzar? That even if you're up all night and if you don't have the need to go to the bathroom, you should still make an Asher Yatzar. But I don't have an answer to that. But that's the bottom line. The bottom line is when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, there we say Loi Plug about this idea of Bar Yechadasha. We say everyone else is a Bar Yechadasha, the whole world is a Bar Yechadasha, but not by Asher Yatzar. Now, Yeshoimim, some say, Dim Hishtin Belaila, Yuchal Lismach L'inya Berchaz Asher Yatzar, L'Asher Yatzar D'Shachris. Since in the morning you make an Asher Yatzar, irrespective if you have to go to the bathroom or not. So if somebody wakes up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, so they don't have... Perhaps they don't have to make an Asher Yatzar. They could just rely on the Asher Yatzar that they're going to make anyway in the morning. V'tzarech iyun ladina, it's a question whether you could rely on the Asher Yatzar you're going to make in the morning if somebody goes to the bathroom all the night. Now again, this is academic as well. Why? Says, very often in the morning you're going to have an urge to go again. So if you have an urge to go again and you go a second time, you can't use an Asher Yatzar for the second going to the bathroom on the fact that you went to the bathroom all the night. Now that's, I'm assuming, always the case. Person wakes up in the morning, they usually have to go. So if that's the case, you would not be able to say, well, I went all the night, I didn't make an Asher Yatzar, I'll say Asher Yatzar now on twice. No. Okay, come on, Mr. Zion, but Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Aleph. There the Mishnah Berurah brings the opinion of the Prima Gadim that if, let's say, somebody went to the bathroom, they didn't make an Asher Yatzar, and now they have to go a second time. So the Prima Gadim says, well, make an Asher Yatzar for the first time before you go the second time. And the Shari Tshuva says, no, once you have a new urge, it's like with Bracha Achroina, once you're hungry again. So once you have another urge, you can't make the bracha anymore, Asher Yatzar. So therefore, the bottom line is, if somebody goes to the bathroom in the middle of the night, it's not pashut, you could rely on the one in the morning, even if you're not going to have to go again. And if you're going to have to go again, you certainly can't rely on the one you have to go. You can't rely on the Asher Yatzar in the morning. Therefore, here's the Mishnah Berurah's personal recommendation. The Yirei Shamayim Yachmer Al Atzmai, a God-fearing person, should be stringent. V'yitol yadav, wash your hands. V'yilbash mechnasayim, put on, I believe this means an undergarment. O yachgar b'shar davar l'havsik v'en liba l'erva, or tie yourself with something that will separate between your heart and the erva. In other words, if you're wearing a gown, put on a belt. If you don't have a belt, so then you could just push the garment against your midsection to separate between your heart and the erva, and make an Asher Yatzar. Now, it's interesting, because the Mishnah Berurah, I would have thought that if you have to go to the bathroom all the night, maybe you have to wash Negel Vassar before you even get out of bed, because you can't go 4 amos without Negel Vassar. So why didn't the Mishnah Berurah say, wash your hands, go to the bathroom, wash your hands, and make Asher Yatzar? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. So, if you want to be strict, it seems like all you need to do is you go to the bathroom and make sure you're in proper attire to make an Asher Yatzar. Now, Achira be'esa bracha, just make sure that when you make the bracha, laharchik meho avit shalmei raglayim arba amos imhu oimei b'chedroi. Again, this is not really applicable, but if for whatever reason you're going to the bathroom in a hole in the ground, then you have to distance yourself 4 amos away from this toilet. Now, by the way, this is not necessarily the case, because if it's in front of you and you can see it, you have to distance yourself more than 4 amos. It's talking about where it's behind you. If it's behind you, then you have to distance yourself 4 amos. V'im lo hayah avit miyuchad lazeh, if this was not a pit designated to urinate in, dai b'hatolas revius mayim, it's enough to pour revius of water in it, l'toich hamei raglayim b'chol pam u'pam shemashten. If you have, let's say, urinal, but it's not designated for that, then it's enough to pour in a revius of water into it to get around this issue. Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to read the rest of the Mishnah Berurah on this sif, and then tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, see the Bir Halacha. Now, the Ramos said that the minog is to make the Asher Yatzar even if you don't have to go to the bathroom. But the best thing is to get around, yeah, the chamber pot, for those who come from British descent. Yes. Va'afilu, va'roitz l'stagmin ha'safik. Somebody who wants to get out of any issues, yizar lasis srachav, tekev achar she'er amayim al yadav sholesh pa'amim. Make sure you go to the bathroom. In other words, the best thing to do is wake up in the morning, wash negel vasser, make sure you go to the bathroom, and Yizar lasis srachav, tekev achar she'er amayim al yadav sholesh pa'amim. Go to the bathroom after you've already washed negel vasser 3 times. Uchsheyetze mibeis hakisei. And when you come out of the bathroom, yitol yadav pam shnia, wash your hands again. V'yivarach asher yatzar, v'yetzi yidei choyva l'kulei alma. So to me it sounds like this. if for whatever reason you wake up in the morning, you don't have to go to the bathroom, the minog is, yes, you do make asher yatzar. That's how the Rama says, there's no dissenting view. But it's better to get yourself out of any issues. And what you do is, you wake up in the morning, you wash negavas, go to the bathroom, and then say asher yatzar. Now comes the Mishnah Berurah, and this is one of the main things I wanted to learn together this week or even this month. When do you make the bracha of netilas yadayim? Right away in the morning when you wash negavasar, or the second washing? Okay, so it's going to come out, friends, that a Jewish person washes their hands two times in the morning before they go to shul. Number one, right when they get up, they wash negavasar. Then they go to the bathroom. Then we're going to see, they're going to make an asher yatzar, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'toiv yoyseh shelo yivorech afilu birchas netilas yadayim, it's better not to say netilas yadayim until after the second washing. That you're going to wash after you come out of the bathroom. Especially if you had the urge to go to the bathroom, so you couldn't make an asher on netilas yadayim the first time. Because as we learned, even if you have any urge at all, it's better not to make a bracha. Especially if you had the urge to go to the bathroom. Then certainly you don't have to make, you're not allowed to make a bracha. Now, even if you could hold it in for 72 minutes, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Tzadi, base of Katan Zayin, you could make a bracha, however, the Shari Tshuva is machmer, and it's better to be machmer. So again, the best course of action is, you wake up in the morning, you wash your hands three times, you take care of your needs, then you wash again, you make an Netilas Yadayim and an Asher Yatzar. Says the Chayyadim, Kosav Denochin Lahamtin Milavarech Al Netilas Yadayim. It's better to wait to make the bracha Netilas Yadayim Ad LaAcher Shemenake Atzma, until you clean yourself Veroitzel LeHispalel, and you want to daven Ayin Sham Tamay. In other words, basically, delay the Netilas Yadayim LaAsher Yatzar until you're ready to daven. That means you get dressed, you put on your shoes, you put on your socks, you're going to be fooling around with your feet. Well, what are you making al netilas yadayim? Then you can get your hands dirty again. So the best course of action, you're going to wash your hands twice in the morning. Once for negavasar and once when you're ready to daven. And you know who else did this? Acher kach matzasi b'sefer maaseh rav shekein hayonoig hagra. Afterwards, I found the maaseh rav. This is what the gra did. V'ayin ber halacha. We're going to see the ber halacha tomorrow. But the Mishnah Berurah's recommendation is you wait for the asher yatzar and the netilas yadayim until you're ready to daven. Now, what if a guy, he frequently has to go to urinate, and he knows he's going to have to go, let's say, by Yishtabach. So should he wait and make Netilas Yadayim then? Because the whole reason for Netilas Yadayim is for Tefillah. Tefillah doesn't mean Psukei Dezimra. Tefillah means Shema and Shema Esrei. So the Dirsha brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman, quoting the Ishei Yisrael, that you could still make Netilas Yadayim when you're ready to start the davening, even though Netilas Yadayim is for Kriya Shema and Tefillah, but once you're ready to daven and begin, even though you know the inevitable result, you can make Netilas Yadayim. Let's finish this sif. Says the Mechaber, Mayim Hapsulim LeNetilas Yadayim LeSuda, water that you can wash your hands for bread with, for bread for, LeKamon Simukov Samach. The Mishnah Berurah said, what are examples of that? Dehainu Mayim Shenishtanu Marayan, water whose color changed, Aynasa B'Hamalach, or water that you use for some job to wash dishes, or maluchim, or sruchim, or salty, or putrid, she'ena kavyachalishas, a dog wouldn't drink from it, or mishamachi, never. So the mechaber is going to say, k'sherim l'tilas yadayim l'tfila, it's kosher to wash your hands for davening. Mishnah Berurah to the Mishnah Berurah, mishamachi ruyim l'tfila, dekan lo yitzarach rak misham nekios ba'alma. Here you just got to get your hands clean, and we are lenient in the quality of the water that is needed. Says the Mechaber, miu yesh misha oimer deloy mevarech alayu. However, some say don't make a bracha on the water if it's dirty or work was done with it. It's just you're allowed to use it, but don't make a bracha on it for tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does that mean, don't make a bracha? Rotz lomar al netilas yadayim, don't make a bracha on netilas yadayim. But you do make a bracha, rak al nekios yadayim. You make a bracha al nekios yadayim. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings alayu v'achroinim, achroyu v'achroinim, conclude, diyuchal levarech al netilas yadayim. You could make a bracha on netilas yadayim. Let's say, for whatever reason, you have no water. Only water you have is water that you wash dishes with. You could not use that for bread, but you could use that for tefillah, and lahalacha you can even make a bracha on the tefillah. Sedayim ayin lekaman sif zayin of Mishnah Berurah sif katan tes zayin. Rabbi Yisai, have an amazing day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.